Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's listen to Donovan.
Hitting me in the feels with the Donovan. Let's go. But that's maybe not the Donovan that people were expecting. It's okay.
And if you get the Donovan reference, just make sure your affairs are in
How
order.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
What?
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, when was Donovan popular?
Oh, man.
Late 50s, early 60s,
no,
right?
Late 60s.
They get your affairs in order.
early 70s.
Goodfellas is 1990, so it might be on the cusp, possibly.
Yeah, well, so there you go. So that's that song in Goodfellas, and his Season of the Witch is the closing credits for To Die For. And it's awesome in that movie, too. So Donovan is everywhere, but Billy Donovan was on the morning show today.
Yes, Billy Donovan was on the morning show, and why not? The Bulls are undefeated right now. They're playing good basketball. They're sharing the ball. They're playing with pace. All of those things that you want the Bulls to do. The first four games of the season have felt like the vision that Billy has wanted for a long time.
Yeah, man, and he was really good talking about that. The whole interview is really good. If you're a Bulls person, make sure you seek it out. I texted David Haw and told him how good I thought it was. He talked about that vision and the pivot that they made last year to try and play fast and become this team that they are now as a whole. So I like the vision. I like what they're doing. I like that they're deep. You have said very often that they need that star to get next level. So I wanted to make sure that you heard and the listeners heard his answer about Matas Buzelis. Because like Shaq and Kenny and everybody said the other night, ooh, Matas is nice. Like the growing star power of Matas Buzelis is something to take notice of. And Billy was asked about him. And I, you know, in terms of his makeup and what his ceiling is, that's the question. What's the ceiling for Matas Buzelis? And the answer was real.
You know, he's very, very interesting because, you know, I love coaching him and working with him because he walks a really, I think, a great line. I think a lot of times when people are confident, they can come across very, very arrogant. And maybe when people are extremely humble, they maybe come across like they're not confident. Matas has got great belief in himself, but he's also got great humility in terms of the fact that he has an awareness that he's 21 years old and there's still a lot more for him to grow in and get better in. And he does not have the mentality that, you know, hey, I'm here, I don't need to get better. He really tries to work. He wants to watch film. He wants to hear the truth. He wants to know areas he's got to get better in. I give him a lot of credit because we've really challenged him here this year to take a step. And it's very hard, I think, when you go from your rookie year to your second year, and now the league in general has a pulse on you, because the first part of his rookie season, his, you know, minutes were somewhat limited. And then coming through the All-Star break, he really earned that starting position, earned a lot of playing time. And you always get to get a little bit concerned as a coach when a guy's going to his second year. Does he understand what he's walking into? And I do think the best teacher for any of these guys is experience. And he's going to go through some experiences this year that are going to help him grow. You know, I go back to, you know, the Orlando game, which was the second game of the year, and he played really, really well opening night against Detroit. But he played 12 minutes, and he fouled out against a really big, strong physical front court in Orlando. But you know what? Like, he bounces back, and that's the thing I love about him, is he doesn't dwell in mistakes. He doesn't dwell in the past. He wants to know how he's got to get better. He tries to absorb, you know, what he does, good or bad, and then tries to improve upon it. But it never impacts his belief in himself. And I've got great admiration for that.
Man, so hearing him talk about the makeup was really cool. We've talked so much about Caleb's makeup and other young players. To hear him talk about Modest that way was cool to me.
Billy is really interesting to me for a lot of reasons. I think he is wonderful explaining basketball. And I love when, if, whether it's a press conference or if he's talking with Mully and Haw, I love when he is out here talking about the game. What I think is super interesting about him as a coach is he makes young guys earn it. He's still a player's coach, but the young guys have got to earn it. And I think that Io, along with his own fortitude and the way that Io was raised and what happened with him down in Champaign, I think that he owes that second contract and now this opportunity at a third contract to Billy Donovan, because Billy Donovan stayed on Io. Like, and with a player that craves that type of attention to detail and being pushed, look at what it's done for Io. It's made him generational wealth from a guy who was drafted very low, for considering how good of a college player he was.
I think you're absolutely right. And there were times last year where people were like, throw Modest out there. Come on, man. He's your best player.
And
what are you
doing? And he made him earn it.
Damn right.
And that's the point I wanted to get to you, is that he made Modest earn it. So some of that humility is built in, because a coach was like, I'm not just going to let you do whatever you want.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What? Like, I understand that you have this great talent. We need to nurture that, and you need to earn the opportunity to go out there and be with your teammates.
Remember the conversation we had with Billy on the concourse last year? And we're like, man, he really wants to teach young kids and really wants to kind of do the thing. And he's like happy doing that. And he is happy doing that. And that's what he's doing. And oh, by the way, they're winning. And that's really fun and takes it to a different level. But this is what he wants to do, man. He wants to drive people and make them better and give them an opportunity. He is now, though, one of the elder statesmen of the NBA. And he was talked about by DeMar DeRozan the other night in that way. He was talking about like, hey, you know, I played for Popovich and I played for Billy and I put Billy up there with everybody, with the very best. So David asked Billy about what it's like to be an elder statesman in this league.
You know, I think when you're first starting out in coaching, right, you want to do well and you want to prove yourself and do those kind of things. And, you know, I think being a part of the two national championship teams at Florida, and I'm thankful it happened at a young age, you know, after you win those things, you get to that point, you get a perspective of, like, what is this really all about? And I never forget, I saw Tom Brady, he was on like 60 Minutes, and they had won like 3 out of 5 Super Bowls. And he said, is this all it really is? And I do think, you know, we're in a results-orientated business, right? But what happens when you're not holding the trophy at the end of every season? You know, what is the meaning in coaching? What is the meaning in 82 games or an entire season with a group of guys? And the thing that was so great about the Sacramento game, not only, you know, winning the game, but after the game, you know, I'm back in the office in the United Center, and the door knocks, and DeMar and Zach come in. And we sat down and talked for like 20 minutes. And it wasn't even about basketball. It was more about their families, what's going on in their life. And I just love those two guys as guys. They're great. And when you go through an NBA season, there's going to be ups and downs, highs and lows. There's going to be confrontation, disagreements, you know, a lot of that. But it's the relationships, to me, that really withstand. And I think that was really evident to me when I went to Springfield, was the number of players that came back, not only, you know, from the Bulls, but from my team at Marshall, guys that I was an assistant coach for at Kentucky, my guys at Florida. And I love DeMar, and I love Zach. Those guys are great guys. And it was so great to see them after the game and be able to share some time. So to me, it's always about the relationship. And I think the relationships get stronger a lot of times when it gets difficult. You know, when you have a group of players and coaches that are trying to get to a certain place for the team, you know, everybody's not going to see eye to eye all the time. But when you're working together, it's through the difficulties that I think the relationships really, really form. And I was very, very blessed to be around Zach for nearly 5 years, DeMar for 3 years. And I said this prior to the game, you know, they asked me about what stood out about those guys. And I said, people can watch them between the lines and see their talent and their greatness. But I get the chance to see who they are as men. They're great dads. They're great husbands. They love their kids. They're invested in their families. They're invested in their teammates. They're just really good people. And I feel like throughout my time coaching, I've been very, very fortunate that I've been around some amazing coaches and I've been around some amazing players, not only talented, but really, really good quality people.
So he's asked about what it's like to be an elder statesman. And that's where he goes. That's where he ends up, is like the relationships that he's made. And that's why he's thought of in those ways, is because it's been real stuff.
So when you see Pop roll into town, it's similar, where players just want to kind of be around him. They want to talk to him. They want to have some fun with him. They want to talk ball with him. I like the idea of those two guys just being like, yeah, let's go see Coach. Let's go see Coach before we get on the bus.
Isn't that beautiful? Hey, man, I'm going to go see Coach. You want to come with me?
Yeah. And then you have a good time just talking, and you don't have to worry about who's getting the ball because you're in another place and he's in another place, and you can just kind of talk. And we know that DeMar is a junkie. Like, he's a basketball junkie. So I imagine those conversations between him and Billy, mm-hmm, back when they were together were amazing with guys. Because if you think about it, the game has obviously changed. But when Billy was coming up as a player, DeMar is like a perfect player.
Yeah, that'd be the archetype of what you want.
Yes. And now the game has shifted, and you have to think of it a little bit differently. And we're seeing if the Bulls can put together a team that fits the way that the league is playing now. But it's nice to hear that. I also just think that Billy likes to educate people about basketball.
Yeah, and he's got a soft enough touch because he's had to educate problematic players enough in his life that he appreciates, you know, the opportunity to do it with some grace. I'd love to ask him, all right, well, who was not like Mattis? You know, like who was a young player who thought they could just do it all and he would never say it publicly because he probably still even has empathy for those guys or some of those guys grew. But I find myself thinking about his young Oklahoma City teams, you know, and I find myself thinking about his times in you know, at Florida, you know, with all kinds of guys.
I was thinking about Florida's roster. And I mean, if you just think of the three main guys of that team, their personalities are completely different.
So Al Horford is still playing.
Yep.
Golden State, right?
Yep.
He's a bench piece on the freaking Warriors. That's insane to me. That guy was on Billy Donovan's national title teams. I mean, Joakim Noah's out here, you know, holding babies at the Rod Laver Cup, where his dad was the captain of the world tennis team.
Oh man, I heard a beautiful story on the Pivot. Boris Kodjo, who is a well-renowned actor, he's married to Nicole Ari Parker, and he grew up in Germany playing tennis, and he was saying how he got kind of like taken under Yannick's wing when he was a teenager. Wow. So he's like, yeah, so I kind of grew up with Joakim a little bit because they're close in age. And he was talking about like that experience and what it was like. And it was just this beautiful conversation about how you can find inspiration in a lot of places. And him being biracial growing up in Germany, having someone like Yannick to be like, hey, what's this like inside of the tennis world, was just phenomenal. And you think, like, there should be a book, at least one, and probably multiple books on how Joakim Noah was raised. Like, with the athlete star father and the rock star artist mom.
The artist beauty queen rock star mom.
Yeah.
And philanthropist.
And the transcontinental way that he was raised.
Yeah.
Someone write that book. Scoop Jackson, get on that.
Yeah, Scoop would be a great call for that.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.